Nesechtes Nazir, Daphnun Vav, 2 lines from the bottom of Daphnun Heim and Beis. Our Mishnah on Daphnun Dalam and Aleph was discussing the scenarios where Nazir is not Megaleach and doesn't go through the entire process of a Nazir Tameh. And the Mishnah stated that if a Nazir was a Mitzari Mukhlet and went through his entire process, although he doesn't forfeit any previous days that he counted towards his years, however, the days that he was a Mitzari do not count towards his days of his years. And as the Mishnah stated, and although the Nazir pause his count, he restarts his count after he completed his entire process for being a Mitzera. And on Daphnun Heim and Aleph, we saw it, Rav Chissa stated that in reality there is no din that a Nazir who became a Mitzera has to pause his counting of the days that he's a Mitzera towards his days of Naziris. And our Mishnah is only discussing a practical issue which causes this pause, as the Mishnah is discussing a case such as where a Nazir accepted to be a Nazir for 50 days and on day 20 he became a Mitzera. So since he only has 30 days left for his Nazir period, and since as a Mitzera he has to shave his head and his entire body on 2 occasions, at the start of the entire process and at the end of his 7-day process, so in Mela he has no choice but to count 30 days after he finishes his entire process for being a Mitzera, since he can only bring his Kabbalas for Naziris and be Megalech once he has Gidol Sar. And as we know, in Gidol Sar Pachas Mishloishim Yoyim, and the fear of Chista Eina Chinami, if Reuven would have accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for 30 days and he became Mitzera on day number 20, then after he finishes the Taras process and shaves his head and body, he would have to be a Nazir for an additional 30 days, not because of the din of Ayam Rishayim Yiplu, but because practically he needs to have Gidol Sar of 30 days in order to be Megaleach at the end of his Naziris period. And the same would be true on the other side of the spectrum. If Reuven accepted Naziris of 100 days and became a Mitzera on day number 20, so he wouldn't have any pause in his count for Naziris at all, because even after he's Megaleach for Taras, he still has over 30 days of hair growth towards his Naziris, and all he would count is a total of exactly 100 days. Now, our Gemara will ask 2 questions of Rav Chista, and ultimately have a tifta to the din of Rav Chista. The first question will be from Rami Bar Chama, and based on a complex Mishnah that we will see on Daphnun Tesan Beis, and we will only get into the basic insight of that Mishnah, which will be relevant to our Sugya, and we will discuss this Mishnah in greater detail on Daphnun Tesan Beis. And the second question will be a much simpler raya against Rav Chista. Now, in order to understand our Sugya and get through this very quickly, let's just start with a few basic dinim that we need to know in order to understand our Gemara. And we will go through 6 basic dinim. So number 1, if Reuven sees that he has a nega, he has to go to a kohen who will decide if this nega is tar, and then the person is bevadai not a mitzera, or the mitzera will decide that Reuven is a mitzera, and he will then be a mitzera muchlet, and all the dinim of a mitzera would apply, or the kohen can be unsure, and Reuven would at that point be required to quarantine for 7 or 14 days, and during such time, he is considered a Mitzera Muska. And at the end of this period, either the Kohen will paskin that he is a Mitzera Muchlet, or the Kohen will paskin that he's Vadei Tar. But even if he's Tar, he has to go through the entire process. And as the Mishnah states in Mesechtas Megillah on Daf Chesam Beis, Ein Bein Mitzera Muska L'Mitzera Muchlet Ela Pri Ufrima. And the Mishnah continued, Ein Bein Tar Mitech Heska L'Tar Mitech Echot Ela Taglachas V'Tziparim. And number 2, a Mitzera Muchlet who is healed, on the next day, he has to shave off all of his body here. He has to bring Shnei Tziparim as a carbon, and they are dinim of sprinkling Danim on him, and he goes to the mikvah, and he then has to wait a 7-day period, which is called Yimei Sipurai, and once again, at that point, he would shave his entire body, he would go to the mikvah, and finally, on the 8th day, he brings Karbanis, and he's fully tar, and at that point, he will be able to eat kachim, but prior to that point, he's considered a mechusah kaburim, and he was usa to eat kachim. Number 3, although a Tamei Meis can't eat kachim, however, once he does the azar of the mechatas of the paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day, and he goes to the mikvah and has Harav Shemesh on day number 7, then he's considered fully tar, and he can't eat kachim. And this is true even by a Nazir who became Tamei Meis, and that Nazir has to go through the entire process, and he also has to shave off the hair of his head and bring kabbanis. So although this Nazir that's Tamei has to bring kabbanis, he's not considered mechusah kaburim, and he can't eat kachim immediately after he does the azav of the paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day, and he goes to the mikvah and waits for Harav Shemesh, since he is not Tamei based on Tumah Yotze Megufoy, and it's Pashat that Kabbalahs are based on him being a Nazir and nothing to do with his Tumas Meis, as a regular Tamei Meis doesn't have to bring any Kabbalahs. Number 4, a Nazir who goes through his entire process also has to shave his head and bring Kabbalahs, as we learned previously. Number 5, if someone is a Nazir and he also becomes Tamei Meis and he also becomes a Vadi Mitzrayah, then clearly in this case he has a Chiyav to become Tar from being a Mitzrayah first, and although as a Nazir it is generally also for him to cut his hair, but the Chiyav to cut his hair as a Mitzrayah is zeicha the issa of Naziris, as we learned before. And therefore, his process would be very simply that immediately after he is healed from being a materia, he will shave off all his hair and bring his kabbanis. He will then wait 7 days, called the Yemei Sifrai, and immediately shave his body for a second taglachas and complete his tiring process from being a materia. And at that point, as long as he also had azos bechatas on the 3rd and 7th day for being tamimes, he can already eat kachim as he is no longer a materia or a tamimes. However, he can't double dip on taglachas, and the taglachas that he already performed for being a materia cannot be used also for his chiv taglachas as a nazir tamei. Therefore, after he finishes his entire process for being a materia, he would have to cut his hair 7 days later for his taglachas as a nazir tamei, and he would then have to count 30 days for his naziris period and cut his hair once again at the completion of his naziris tatira, and at this point he would finally drink wine and be metamal mesim. In this case, where Reuben was a vade nazir, he was a vade tamei mes, and he was a vade materia, the minimum amount of days that would take for him to go through the process to become tar from being a materia and from being a tamei mes and for completing his naziris period would be a total of 44 days. And finally, number 6, as we will see in our Gemara, once we have a case where a person who's a vade nazir has a suffix if he became tamei mes, and he's also mesupik if he's a materia, then there will be major sfeikas that come out based on that scenario. And the main issue will be that since this person is vaday and nazir, therefore there are going to be times that you can't cut your hair based on a suffix that you may be a materia and maybe that you were tamei mes. And any time he wants to cut his hair, he will have to take into account that potentially he's not a materia and potentially he's not tamei mes. And how does that affect the fact that he is a vaday nazir, as we will see in a moment? And finally, keep in mind that we will only focus on the various chiyuvim of taglachas, and we will not focus on the various kabbonis that a nazir who is a materia and tamei mes may have to bring. And although Tosis brings it in our sugya, however, we will focus on that when we learn the sugya and this mishnah on daf nun tes and beis. Our Gemara begins Masuv Rayim Bachama. Rayim Bachama will ask the following shaila to Rav Chista from the mishnah on daf nun tes and beis, and this question will be based on the fact that Rav Chista stated that even while a nazir is a materia muchlet, days of his yemei sifrei and yemei gomrei could count towards his naziris period. And the mishnah on daf nun tes and beis states nazir shayu tami b'safek. If Reuven was a nazir vaday, and at some point a suffik arose if he was tamei mes umuchlet b'safek, and it also arose that maybe he was a suffik mitzera, and we continue on daf nun vav amalav. So the mishnah states oichel b'kachim la'achas shishim yoyim, that Reuven will be able to eat kachim only after 60 days v'shoysi yayin umetamal mesim la'achas meiv esim yoyim. He will only be able to complete his naziris process and be completely not a nazir b'vaday only after 120 days. At that point, he'll be able to drink wine and finally be metamal mesim. And the cheshbon is not so difficult, so let's go through the cheshbon. The first thing we have to know is if Reuven is certainly tamei mes and certainly in mitzera, then he has 4 separate chiyuvim of taglachas. He has to do taglachas twice during his entire process for being a mitzera, where he would have to shave his entire body. He would then have to do 1 for being a nazir tamei, and he would only shave his head, and he would have to do 1 more when completing his naziris tatira, where he would also only have to shave his head and not his entire body. Now in our case, where Reuven is a vade nazir, but there's a suffix if he's a materia, and there's a suffix if he became tamei mes, and Reuven wants to start his entire process and shave his entire body on day 1 when he's healed from his potential tsuras, he certainly can't do so. One thing that is for certain is that Reuven is definitely a nazir, and on the tzad that he's not a materia at all, so there's an issa taglachas based on being a nazir, and therefore Reuven has to wait 30 days. And at that point, if he was never a materia and never tamei mes, then at that point he has a right to cut his hair based on completing his naziris taira, and therefore at that point he could shave his hair memanashach. Number 1, if he was a materia, he would have been able to shave his hair even on day 1, even if he was tamei mes. Number 2, if he wasn't a materia and he was tamei mes, he can also shave immediately after he had hazos bechatas on day 3 and 7 and went to the mikvah. And number 3, if he was only a nazir and not a materia or a tamei mes, then he can now shave on day 30 as he completed his yemei naziris taira. Now that he completed his first taglachas, so really if he would certainly have been a materia, then after he shaved his entire body on day 30, he would be able to do his second taglachas after his 7 days of Yemei Sfirai, and he should be done with his taras on day number 37, and then he would be able to bring his gabonis of materia on day number 38, and at that point be able to eat kachim. However, in our case, that would not work, because if Reuven was never materia, but he was tamei mes, then when he shaved his hair on day 30, it is counted as shaving his hair as a nazir tamei, and he then restarted his naziris tire period, and he once again can't shave for 30 days, and therefore Reuven has to wait an additional 30 days, and on the tzad that he was a materia, and at that point he can do do his second taglachas for his entire process of tsuras, and therefore, once he gets to day 60 and shaved his body twice and brought whatever kabbalas he was able to bring, which we won't discuss right now, and he already did hazaras mechatas and went to the mikvah for his potential tumas mace, he can immediately eat kachim on day 61. However, he could still not drink wine or be metamal mesim, as possibly he was a full-fledged mitzera, and both of these taglachas were for being a mitzera, and therefore he now has to wait 30 days in order to cut his hair. He may have never been tamei mes, and he never was a nazir tamei, and in order to be yotzei for his chiyuv taglachas as a nazir tar, he needs 30 days of hair growth, as we mentioned before, ein gidol sa pachas mishloishim yoyim. However, even after doing this third taglachas, he could still not drink wine or be metamel mesim, because since possibly he was a nazir tamei, and he became tamei lames, and therefore potentially the third taglachas that he does on day number 90 was for being a nazir tamei, and therefore Ruvi needs to do a fourth taglachas after he has a 30-day growth of hair for his zeres tatira, which will finally be done on day 120. And finally, after doing four taglachas and on day number 120, he will finally be able to drink wine and be metamel mesim. And keep in mind that the Gemara Daf Nun Zayin Beis will discuss how these taglachas can be done misafik if on the tzad that he's not a material, or if he wasn't a tummy mace, he possibly will be over on the surim of the sakivu pas reishcha when shaving his head as a nazir or as a material, and it will also be over the issa of leisachas as pasuk kanecha when shaving his entire body as a suffic material, and on the tzad that he wasn't material and he wasn't a tummy mace, l'chayra he will be over on the surim, and the Gemara will discuss this on Daf Nun Zayin Beis. Our Gemara now continues v'tani yelah, and the Gemara at the beginning of Daf Samach Amin Aleph, when it discusses the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tesam Beis, states when does this cheshbon make sense? Benaziris muetes, when Reuven was mekabel himself to be a nazir stam and to be a nazir for 30 days, al benaziris bas shana. If Reuven was mekabel himself to be a nazir for a full year, then in the same scenario as the Mishnah, if Reuven was also mesupik, if he's a mitzera and if he became tamei meis, then just like we said benegeir a nazir that was mekabel himself to be a nazir for 30 days, in order for him to ikachim, he has to wait double the shear of naziris and he has to wait a full 60 days in order to have two taglachas for his possible mitzvah, and he also has to wait another 60 days in order to complete his possible naziris of tumah and his naziris of tyra, and he only could drink wine and be metamel mesim after 120 days. Therefore, the same applies b'negei a nazir who is mekabel himself to be a nazir for a full year, that oichel b'kachim la'achas shtei shanim, will only certainly be able to get rid of his tsuras after a full 2 years, and b'shoyis yayin metamel mesim la'ach abba shanim, and he will only be able to certainly get rid of his naziris b'tyra after 4 years, and therefore he will only be able to drink wine and be metamel mesim after a full 4 years. And if you go through the cheshbon that we made regarding the case of the Mishnah on the Afton Testament Beis, the same would apply to the case of the Gemara, where the Gemara just changes the facts, and instead of being a Naziris of 30 days, it became a Naziris for 1 year. And our cheshbon, if you find and replace every time we mention the days of 30 or 60 or 90 or 120 days with a year, 2 years, 3 years, and 4 years, we will come out with the same cheshbon, and it's very understandable. And let's run through the cheshbon very quickly. Reuven can't start his tire process on day number 1 for being mitzera. Possibly he was never mitzera, and therefore he has to wait a full year in order to finish his possible naziris b'tayra, and at that point he will go and do his first taglachas, and potentially that will be for being a mitzera. And once again, Reuven cannot go and do the next taglachas 7 days later based on the fact that he was a mitzera, because possibly he wasn't a mitzera, and possibly he actually was tamei meis, and therefore his first taglachas was for being a nazir tamei. Therefore, if he was a nazir tamei and not a mitzera, so at this point he is now in the midst of his naziris b'tayra, and he has to wait a full year in order to go and do taglachas once again. But that taglachas will potentially be for his second taglachas as a mitzera. After 2 years and 1 day, he'll definitely be able to catch him at that point. And if he was definitely a mitzera, then at this point there is still a possibility that he was a tamei meis, and therefore he's required to have another taglachas, but he can't do the taglachas right away, and he has to wait another year, because maybe he wasn't tamei meis, and therefore at this point he has to keep naziris b'tayra, and he has to keep a full 1 year period for being a nazir tar. After his 3rd year, he could cut his hair, but at that point he possibly is cutting his hair based on being a nazir tar, but there's also a possibility that he was in nazir tamei as he was tamei meis, and therefore when he's cutting his hair his 3rd time, he's actually cutting his hair based on being a nazir tamei, and on the tzad that he was a tamei meis, then at this point when he cuts his hair, vayom rishayim yiplu, and therefore he has to restart his cheshbon for naziris, and he has to count another year for his naziris detaira. He will then cut his hair after 4 years, and only at that point will he be able to drink wine and be metamel Mesim, and finally Rabbi Bachama asks his question, if it's true that a Mitzvah that's counting his Yimei Sfirai and his Yimei Gomrai can't count those days towards his Nazirus process, then this case, why does the Gemara state that he has to wait 4 years if L'chaira, even by waiting 3 years and 30 days, he'll be able to complete all of his processes, and after 2 years he'll be able to eat kachim, and after 3 years and 30 days he'll be able to drink wine and be metam l'mesim? And the cheshbon is as follows, that certainly, as we mentioned, the first two taglachas has to be done on the schedule that we already discussed, and in order for Reuven to become tar bevadai from being a potential mitzvah, he definitely has to wait 2 years, and he has to do his taglachas one after the first year and one after year two. He has to do in taglachas on year one and on year two, and then on year two and 1 day he'll bring certain kabbanis. At that point he'll definitely be able to catch him. However, since Rav Chis is of the opinion that a nazir who becomes a mitzvah can count the days of his saras period towards his days of naziris, and they could run concurrently and simultaneously, the only thing that we have to be careful about when dealing with a nazir who is a mitzvah is that after he has taglachas for being mitzvah, he has to wait 30 days in order to have 30 days of growth of his hair in order to be yotze his chiyuv of taglachas at the end of his period of being a nazir tar. And therefore, l'chir in this case, right after he completes his 2 year process, he should really only keep a 30 day period, and at the end of those 30 days he'll be able to cut his hair for his third taglachas as memanoshach. If he actually was not tamei meis, then at this point he's a nazir tar, he already counted all the days of naziris during the days that he was a mitzvah, as he was already a nazir for more than a year, and he was a nazir already for 2 years, and now the only thing he's missing is 30 days of growth of his hair that is required in order to cut his hair during the completion process of a nazir tar. And if Reuven was never tamei meis, then at this point his naziris is over, and really at this point, after 2 years and 30 days, he will be able to drink wine and be metamel meisim. However, we have to still take into account that maybe Reuven was also tamei meis, and therefore when he cut his hair after 2 years and 30 days, that taglachas was going to be used for his taglachas that he has to do after being tamei meis. And of course, there's a din that if he was tamei meis, then vayom rishayim yiplu, that he forfeits all the days that he counted of the zeros, and therefore the year that he counted while he was potentially a mitzvah does not count towards his count for his Naziris period, and therefore he still has to count another year starting from year 2 and 30 days till year 3 and 30 days, and after year 3 and 30 days he should be able to cut his hair a fourth time, and he will do so on the tzad that he has to cut his hair based on being a Nazir Tar at this point, and therefore he will have at this point 4 taglachas, but he will be able to complete the entire process and have no further sveikas after 3 years and 30 days. Therefore Rabbi Bachama asked Rav Chisda the Lachar according to your tzad, why is the Brisa state that you need to complete 4 years? And the Gemara continues and asks another question on Rav Chisda of Oid Masir Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi asks the following question from the following Brisa, as the Brisa states, that we only know that if someone that is a Nazir that becomes Tamei Meis, any days that he counts while he's Tamei Meis does not count towards his days that he has to count as a Nazir. And of course we know this because the Pasuk says, Vayom Rishayim Yiplu, that he even forfeits those days that he counted prior to becoming Tamei, and therefore certainly the days that he's counting while he's tummy definitely don't count towards the Naziris period. And the Brisa is, how do we know that if a Mitzvah is a Mitzvah Mukhlet, that the days that he is Mitzvah Mukhlet are not counted towards the days of the Naziris? And the Gemara says, Vidinu, it's based on the Ma'amatsinu, Yimei Tum Megaleach Hu Mevi Karbin, just like we find that if a Nazir becomes Tamei Meis, and once the Nazir becomes Tar from Tumas Meis, he has to shave his hair and he has to bring Karbanis, Vimei Chaluta Megaleach Hu Mevi Karbin. And we also know that a Mitzvah who is a Mitzvah Mukhlet, at the end of his entire process, he has to shave off all of his hair, and he also has to bring certain kabbanis. And even though the taglachas and the kabbanis that a nazir tamei brings not based on the same halacha as a mitzvah that has to bring his kabbanis and shave off all his hair, however, we see a comparison, and therefore we could also say ma'yumei tumase in idolim in a minyan. Just like we find that when a nazir is tamei meis, that those days that he's a tamei meis do not count towards his minyan of naziris, and therefore af yumei chalutai in idolim in a minyan. Also, those days that this nazir will be a mitzvah will not count towards his count of his Naziris period. And this brisa will continue until Nun Vavam Beis. However, keep an eye out for the raya against Rav Chisda from the member of our Gemara on the bottom of Nun Vavam Aleph. And the brisa continues, Loim Amr be made to Masa Shekim Vatal Betis HaKoidman, that you can't bring me a raya from the din of Tamei Meis, because we know that Benegeya Tamei Meis, of course, it's much more chamor than the din of Tsuras, because if someone that's a Nazir becomes Tamei Meis, then not only doesn't he count the days while he's a Tamei Meis towards his days of Naziris, Zeros, but the Din is by Yomim Rishonim Yiplu, and he forfeits all the days they counted towards the Zeros process beforehand. Therefore, you can't compare it to the Din of Tzeras, because Taima Bimei Chalutai She'im Mevatel Ben Sakoimin, that certainly the Din is that if a Nazir becomes a Mitzera, he's not Mevatel and he doesn't forfeit any days that he previously counted before he became a Mitzera. And therefore, it's possible that although Benegeya, a Nazir who became Tamei Meis, the Din is that if you don't count the days that he's Tamei Meis towards his days in the Zeros, however, a Nazir who became a Mitzera would be able to count the days of his Tzeras period towards the days of the Zeros. And the Gemara says, in Chinami, you can't learn this from a Mamatzinu, but Amrit Kaval Chayma, we can learn this based on a Kaval Chayma, which is one of the Yud Gimel Midah, Shatayin and Jashman, and we'll learn as follows, Uma Nazir Bekever, Shesayu Royal Teglachas, the Zeros, in Oil Leim and Aminyin. That's just like we find that if a Nazir was in a basic forest at the time that he promised to become a Nazir, that we learned previously that the Nazir has to leave the basic forest, he has to wait a full 7 days and do the Azov, the Mechatas of the Paraduma on his third and seventh day and go to the mikvah on day seven, and he will then begin his Nazirus Detaira of 30 days. However, there is no din that he has to go and shave his hair and bring kabanis, and even though that the hair's head was Tomei at the point that he became a Nazir, we still say that he could go and shave that hair at the end of his Nazirus Tire period, and it's not a chesaron in the shaving and the taglachas of his hair. And even though we have this kula in Oilim and Aminyan, days that he is Tomei Meis do not count towards his Nazirus period, and he only begins his Nazirus period only after he becomes Tar from being Tomei Meis. Therefore, we should also learn the same would be true Benegeya, a Nazir who became a Mitzera, that he may chalutai she'in sire reilu taglachas and Zirus, as we know that if someone is a Mitzera, he has to shave his entire body, and therefore he'll never be able to use the hair on his head towards his Nazirus period. And since we see a Chumrah Benegeya, the hair of a Nazir who's a Mitzera, so as some Agaris, in a din, shlo yalloim and aminin, then certainly we should say that a Nazir who's a Mitzera, the days of his Tzeras should not be counted towards his days of his Nazirus. Now at this point, we already see a riot against Rav Chista, because we see it's Xeris HaKosev, and it's based on a Kal V'Chayim that was saying that it's impossible to count the days of a person's Tzeras towards his days of his Nazirus period. And since this is based on a Kal V'Chayim, therefore, it should be irrelevant if the person was Mekabel himself in Nazirus Mu'etes, or if even if he was Mekabel himself in Nazirus Merubah, that the same din should apply, and any days that he was Mitzera cannot count towards his Nazirus period. So for example, even if Reuven was Mekabel himself to be a Nazir for 100 days, and then he became a Mitzera on day number 20, so even though after he completes his Mitzera process, he will still have over 30 days in order to grow his hair, and he will have Gidol Sar at the end of the 100-day period, there is still a limud from the din of Tamei Meis that you can't count the days of Tzeras towards the days of Nazirus period, and he would actually have to add on to the 100 days that he originally accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, all the days that he was a Mitzera. And for example, if he was a Mitzera for 25 days, then he would have to add on an additional 25 days at the end of his 100-day period, and he would have to be a Nazir for a total of 125 days. And the Brisa continues, we would only know that during the time that he's a Mitzera Mukhlet, and he's actually Tomei based on being a Mitzera, that the din is that those days cannot be counted towards his Nazirus period. He may sifra minayin. How do we know that the 7 days that he's counted for his entire period, which is the time frame between when he has his first taglachas of his entire body, 7 days later, when he once again shaves his entire body, how do we know that those days are also now counted towards his Nazirus period? And the Sifri continues, Vidinu, that this will be based on a Mamatzinu, which we will get to in a second. However, the Rosh and Taisus both ask, the L'chayr, why didn't the Gemara just use the same Kal V'Chayma that we had previously? In the Maisa, if you look at this actual Sifri, you will see that the Sifri actually learns the Din of Yemei Sifrei from the same Kal V'Chayma, and the only reason why the Rosh and Taisus have this question is based on our Gersa of Gemara, which is different than the Gersa in the Sifri. The Sifri continues that the way that we know that during his Yemei Sifrei, that those days that his Mitzera does not count towards his days in the Zeris, is based on a Mamatzinu, Vidinu, and we continue on Dafnun Vavon Beis, Ma Yemei Chalutai Toyin Taglachas, just like a Mitzera Mukhlet requires Taglachas, and we know Af Yemei Sifrei, also at the end of his 7 day period, he also has to do Taglachas once again. Therefore, we can learn both with Mamatzinu, or Ma Yemei Chalutai in Oilim and Aminyin, just like we just learned that the days that a Mitzera is a Mitzera Mukhlet do not count towards the minion of his Nazirus, Af Yemei Sifrei, therefore the same din implies by the Yemei Sifrei that it doesn't count towards his Nazirus period. And the Gemara continues, Yachlaf Yemei Hiskerikain, you might think that when the Mitzera is a Mitzera Muska and the Kain is unsure if he's actually going to be Tamei or Tar, that the din will be that those days do not count towards the Nazirus period. But din Noisin, in L'chayr, we should have a similar Mamatzinu, Chol Mitame Mishka V'Meshav, just like we find that Mitzera Mukhlet is Mitame based on Mishka V'Meshav, Yemei Hiskerikain Mitame Mishka V'Meshav, and we also find that a Mitzera Muska is also Mitame Mishka V'Meshav, so in L'mati L'mei Chalutai, She'in Oilam Minyan. Therefore, since based on the Kal Kal V'Chomer that we had on Amud Aleph, we learned the days that a Mitzrayah is a Mitzrayah Mukhlet do not count towards his days and his years. Afi Me'eskiri in Olam and Minyan, then we should say the same, that the days that he is a Mitzrayah Muska would not count towards his count of his years period. Gemara responds that we do not have a Mamitzina over here because Amrit, Loyim Amrit B'Mechalutai, we can understand while a Mitzrayah is a Mitzrayah Mukhlet that the din is that those days don't count towards his years period. Shekein Chalutai Toyin Teglachas Umevi Karbin, because after he finishes his days of being a Mitzrayah Mukhlet, he has to shave his entire body and he has to bring Karbanis. Lefikach Ein Eilin, and therefore we could say that it's much more chomer, and the days that the Nazir is a Mitzrayah Mukhlet will not count towards his years period. Taima B'Meyes Geriai, and therefore we can't compare this to the din of Mitzrayah Muska, Shein Toyin Teglachas for any Mevi Karbin, and since Mitzrayah Muska does not require Teglachas and does not bring Karbin, Lefikach Yahu Laminion, therefore the days that someone is a Mitzrayah Muska would count towards his days of his Naziris. The Braisa ends off, as our Mishnah stated, Mikan Amru, from here we see, Yimei Sifra Vimei Gomer, in Eidolim and Aminin, that the days of a Mitzrayah's counting, meaning the 7 days that he counts between his two Teglachas, after he finishes being a Mitzrayah Mukhlet, and the Yimei Gomer, and also the days that he's actually Tomei as a Mitzrayah Mukhlet, it always do not count towards his minion of Naziris. However, Av Yimei Hazov, Azov, Vaskirish Mitzrayah, Hare Eilu Eidolim, that the days that a person is a Zav or a Zava, or the days that a person is a Mitzrayah Muska, would count towards his days of Naziris. And Rav Ashi now continues with his raya against Rav Chisda. Tanimius, we learned his brisa, Loyim Amr Bimei Tumor, the days that a Nazir is Tomei Meis, is different than the days that a Nazir is a Mitzrayah Mukhlet. As when a Nazir is a Nazir Tomei, Shekim Vatal Ben Sakaimin, that it causes him to forfeit all the days that he already counted towards his years period. Amr Bimei Chalutai, Shekim Vatal Ben Sakaimin, Mashain came by a Mitzrayah Mukhlet, it's not Mavatal any previous days that he already counted for his years period before he became a Mitzrayah Mukhlet. And of course, from these words, we can't bring any raya, and the raya will be, as we mentioned on Nun Vav Min Aleph, from the Kal V'Chomer that the Gemara brought, because over there the Gemara stated, Ma Nazir Bekavish is Sair Royal Teglachas Naziris, Ein Loyal Lamin Minyan, so Yimei Chalutai Shein Sair Royal Teglachas Naziris, Loy Kolshkein, that it would be Ein Loyal Lamin Minyan. And clearly we see from the Kal V'Chomer that the days that a Mitzrayah is a Mitzrayah Mukhlet do not count towards his Naziris period. The Gemara now clarifies its raya, B'mai, what is that referring to? Elim Naziris Muetas, if you're going to tell me it's talking about a case where he is only a Nazir for 30 days, so in that case there would be no need to teach us this din based on a Kal V'Chomer, because I'll be in a Gido Sar at the end result, after he goes through the Teglachas process for being a Mitzrayah, he doesn't have hair that grew for 30 days any longer, and therefore certainly he would have to wait another 30 days, and there would be no need for a Kal V'Chomer to teach us that din, and therefore Elab Naziris Muba, it must be talking in a case where the Nazir was Mekabel himself to be a Nazir for 100 days, and even after he finishes his Mitzrayah process and he shaves his body for the second time, and he still will have an extra 30 days after that to grow his hair as a Nazir Tar, and even so, the Brisa states, Viktani, She'en Eilam and Minyan, that the days of his Mitzrayah period do not count towards his counting for his Nazir's period, so Alma Loi Sakale, and therefore we see against his dinner of Chista, and we see that the days of the Mitzrayah can never count towards his Nazir's period, Shema Mina, and therefore, Tiyufta, Rav Chista, Tiyufta. And we continue with our new Mishnah, and we had two Mishnayas, one on Daf Mem Tesem Beis, and one on Daf Nun Dal Mem Aleph, and those Mishnayas we went through the different dinim of a Nazir who became Tomei Meis, and there were 11 cases that were flourished in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesem Beis. We are a Nazir that became Tomei by coming into contact with any of those items, not only become Tomei Meis, but he would also have to go through the process that a Nazir Tomei goes through. He would have to have Teglachas, he would have to bring his Kabanis, and he would have to restart his Nazir's period. And we then saw in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dal Mem Aleph a list of approximately 10 other items. Although the Nazir became Tomei Meis, even though he became Tomei Meis, the din of Tumah over there was not as Chomer, and the standard din on the process for a Nazir Tomei would not be applicable. And some of those cases were where it was only a Tumah Drabanan, and some of those cases were talking about scenarios where there was Tumah Midraisa, but even so, there was special Halachim Sumash Mishinai, which stated that a Nazir would not have to go through his entire process. And our Mishnah now begins, Amar Beleza Mishum Rabbi Shua, and we're going to be Gurus, Amar Beleza Mishum Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Beleza states this in the name of Rabbi Shua, called Tumah Minameis, She Nazir Megaleich Leah, any Tumah which is so Chomer, where the Nazir becomes Tomei Meis, and he has to go and do the Teglachas process, Chayavin Leah Bias Migdash, then that Tumah Meis is considered is so chomer. Therefore, if you go into Beis HaMikdash while tamei, based on coming into contact with those 11 items, you'd be chayiv for going into the Beis HaMikdash. However, v'chol tumah min hameis she'ina nazir megaleh echaleh, all those tumahs which we mentioned on daf nun dalam and aleph, where the nazir would not have to go and shave his hair and would not have to go through the entire process, and therefore we see that those tumahs meis are weaker and chayom aleh Beis HaMikdash, then there's also no chiyuv if that person who's tumah meis would go into the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi responded to Rabbi Lezer, and he stated, Loi tezu kalam min asheretz, why should the dinner of these tumas meis be worse than the case of asheretz? And as Mefarish says, umal tumas asheretz, she'in anazir mitamiklum, that just like b'negei tumas asheretz, where anazir would not become tummy at all, and not even be tummy for 7 days, chayom alam mishum b'negei mikdash, certainly a person that becomes tummy through coming into contact with the asheretz would be either on going into Beis HaMikdash and mechayiv karis, so al tumas min ameis, shu toyin hazaz, gimel v'zayin, then certainly by tumas that comes from a mace, where the nazir would still be chayiv to have a zov gimel b'zayin, so anything sheiv chayiv alav mishum b'yis mikdash. Certainly, such tumas mace cannot be more kal than tumas sheretz, and anything sheiv chayiv alav mishum b'yis mikdash. And therefore, certainly, a person that becomes tummy through coming into contact with any of the items that are mentioned in the Mishnah, daf nun dalam and aleph, will be chayiv if they go into Beis HaMikdash and be chayiv karis. The afal pi she'ina nazir megaleach alav, even though there is this one kula that a nazir is not megaleach when they come into contact with any of those tumas. And the Gemara begins, Stam Rabbi Shua and Shas is Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. And therefore the Gemara asks, Rabbi Lezer Mishum Rabbi Shua Gamla, is it true that Rabbi Lezer learned his din from Rabbi Shua ben Chananya and not from someone else? Baha Mishum Rabbi Shua Bamal Gamla, as we'll see in the following Braisa, Rabbi Lezer actually learned this from Rabbi Shua Bamal, and Rabbi Shua Bamal learned this from Rabbi Shua. Therefore, the Mishnah should have said, Amr Rabbi Lezer, Amr Rabbi Shua Bamal, Amr Rabbi Shua, and why did we leave out Rabbi Shua Bamal, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Amr Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer stated, Shalachti La Draskia, when I went to this place called Adraskia, Matzasi Rabbi Shua ben Pesaroish, I found a person whose name was Rabbi Shua, who is the son of this person named Pesaroish, which is two names, and he was sitting and he was learning halachas in front of Rameya. He stated the same thing that we just learned in our Mishnah, called Tumim and Ameish, Shanaz Begaleach Lea, Chayom Alam Mishum Bias Migdash, the Chol Tumim and Ameish, Shaina Naz Begaleach Lea, Ein Chayom Alam Mishum Bias Migdash. And Amaloy and Rameya responded back to Rabbi Shua ben Pesaroish, Al Tehizu Kala Misharit, this should not be less Kal than the Sharit, just like if someone became tummy from a sheretz, he's also to go to Beis HaMikdash, and if he's evil, he'd be chayev a chiyev karis, and if he does so mishoigeg, he'd have to bring a carbon oil of yared, and therefore the same din would apply to someone that becomes tummy mace through those tumais where nazir would not be megaleach, they would still be also to go into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Braisa continues, Amati loy, Rabbi Lezer said to Rameya, Klumat Abaki Rabbi Shua Bamamo, do you know Rabbi Shua Bamamo? Or Maloy, so Rameya responded, Hein, I know him. Rabbi Lezer said to Rameya that you should know that this din is not the chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Pesaroish, but Kachamli Rabbi Shua Bamamo, that this was stated to me by Rabbi Shua Bamamo, Meshum Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Kol Tumah Min Ameish, Shanaz Megaleach Lea, Chayav Lea Meshum Bias Midosh, V'Kol Tumah Min Ameish, Shein Anaz Megaleach Lea, Ein Chayav Lea Meshum Bias Midosh. Maaseh, clearly from this story we see that Rabbi Lezer did not hear this from Rabbi Shua directly, but he heard it from Rabbi Shua Bamamo, who heard it from Rabbi Shua. And the Gemara says, Ein Chanami, Havei Meshum Rabbi Shua Bamamo, Gamla, Ein Chanami, Rameya learned this from Rabbi Shua Bamamo, and Rabbi Shua Bamamo learned this from Rabbi Shua. And the Gemara says, we see from here, Amru Shma Mina, Kol Shmaitzim Misamr Beis Tosa, that when you have a member that was said by three people, for example, in this case, when it was a member that was said by Rabbi Shua, who said it to Rabbi Shua Bamamal, who then repeated it to Rabbi Lezer, in that case, when someone says it over, Kadmoy Basrayim Rinon, in the Gemara, when Rabbi Huda Nasi brings down these alachas, he'll only bring down from the first one and from the last one, Mitzioy Leyam Rinon, whatever the standard mahalach of Rabbi Huda Nasi was, then when he wrote the Mishnayis, he would leave out the other names in the chain of the Messiah. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak stated, we see this as well in the Mishnah Masechtas Peah, and there's a question as to the Girsa in our Gemara, but we will learn it based on the words that we have in our Gemara, and we won't explain it that detail because it's not relevant to the Sugya. The main point is that we will see there's a large chain of different people that said a Memra, and we still leave out others that definitely and was certain in that chain. And the Mishnah states, Nachman Alavla stated, Kachman Kumlani Mer Mesha, this is a Kabbalah I had from Mesha, Shekibu Me'aba, who's Mekabal from his father, Shekibu Menazugais, who's Mekabal from the Zugais that we know was stated in Masechtas Avos that lived at the end of his Bayis Sheni. And the Mefarish brings Yosef ben Ezer and Yosef ben Yochanan were one Zug, Yeshua ben Pracha Venita Abeli, Yehuda ben Tabi Vishim ben Shatach, Shmai and Avtalion, and Hillel Shammai. And the Mishnah continues, Shekibu min Avim, they were Mekabal from the Neviim, and that was based on Halach L'Mishim Sinai. And the din that was stated that was Halach L'Mishim Sinai was Bezerea Shevis Bechad B'Shnaim U'Shlesh Mekaimis, and it was relevant to a case where someone planted dill and mustard seeds in two or three places in a field, Shenaisu Peyam Mekalech Vechad, that he has to give payah every single type that he planted. As we mentioned, we will not get into that sugya and to explain that halacha, but the Gemara says, v'ilu Yeshua v'kalev leikachashiv, l'maisa in this chain, certainly Yeshua and Kalev were part of that chain, and it does mention it, so shma mina, so we see from here that not every time that there was a chain of a Messiah do we mention every single person within that chain, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi specifically would only mention the first one and the last one, and would not mention anyone in the middle of that chain, and we will stop over here.